Welcome to the weekly insurance news wrap. I'm Paige Estratore with Financial Services Online, bringing you up to speed on the latest happenings in the Australian insurance industry. On December 1st, the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, teaming up with the Insurance Council of Australia, sounded the alarm about climbing insurance premiums. The pressure on small and medium-sized businesses has skyrocketed, resulting in many, like beauty salons, either foregoing insurance or taking a hard hit on their coverage. Key strategies outlined in their reform agenda involve scrapping insurance taxes, reviewing small business insurance costs, and innovating insurance products specifically designed for SMEs. In the meantime, they're encouraging businesses to manage risks effectively, compare insurance policies, implement sound practices, and engage with industry communities. In related news, the country's largest insurer by market value, QBE Insurance Group, is weathering some headwinds. Slower growth in business property insurance led to a minor stumble in premium rate growth. This is seen in the dip of QBE's share price on November 28th to a seven-month low of $18.62. Despite these hurdles, QBE plans for underwriting profitability in the 2026 fiscal year, a positive sign for real estate professionals who might benefit from more competitive insurance rates in these market fluctuations. In other news, Swedish private equity firm EQT has its sights set on AUB Group. On November 28th, EQT proposed a transaction that could be worth an impressive $5.25 billion. This activity underscores a trend of increasing global interest in Australia's insurance market, potentially impacting service offerings, pricing, and stirring up the competition. Finally, confounding these challenging dynamics, general insurers in Australia are still reporting record profits, a decade-high return on equity of 19% for the 2025 fiscal year, as disclosed by the Optima report by Finity. While these results show the insurance sector's strong financial stability, they may not imply lower premiums for consumers. So be sure to stay proactive, regularly review your insurance policies, and keep one eye on market trends. That wraps up the week. Head over to Financial Services Online at financialservicesonline.com.au for more information and our range of personal and business insurance services. Stay informed, stay protected. I'm Paige Estratore, and until next week, take care.